We are blessed, amen, with a diversity of voices, sounds, and tenor. We are blessed. There are over 6,500 languages in the world today. And about 2,000 of those are spoken by 1,000 or less people. Language is complex, amen? It's a beautiful gift to be able to express and share information and connect with the other. Language makes that possible. So when we hear our passage today, offered in many languages, speaking of the power of language to not just inform, but to transform a community, we are blessed. And it is an invitation for us to lean in, to lift up the beauty and the gift of the languages. Our passage says, how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya, visitors from Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own language we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. The power of a language is extraordinary. It's not just a vehicle for our thoughts and our feelings and connections, but it actually is formative about how we understand and think, how we feel, how we connect. How we speak is a reflection of an individual culture and a unique combination of subcultures that we have been inheriting and gifted through the ages. Language is always evolving. Just this morning in coffee hour setup, we were having a conversation about idioms. Speaking of which, Neha has a wonderful idiom that her mom would tell her if she'd like to share. I invite you to speak with the beauty that is Neha this day. We learn when we slow down and reflect over the power of language. Recently, we were rearranging the space in our home. After being there for a year, there still are way too many boxes in the basement. And this basement space, well, it had become a catch-all for everything. Anybody have a catch-all in their house? Woo! Well, last week was Mother's Day, and my Mother's Day gift for myself is to make that space usable to our family. So one of the things that required is moving some electronics down into the basement so that we can have some space to recreate and enjoy. So one of the things that Soraya noticed when we plugged in one of those electronics is that there were two choices for English, English US and English UK. Why are there two options for English, Mama? English. It's two there, why? I talked to her about the difference between language and culture. That we can have a shared language, but the culture informs how we move through that same language. We ended up having a conversation about chips. Chips, yeah, chips. Two very different things in both of those locations. If I ask for chips here in the US, I'll get those crispy things that come in a bag usually. If I ask for chips in the UK, I get French fries. Location, location, location. Language is contextual, amen? That's a part of the power of our Pentecost story, The question that rings in my ear is, how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language, our own mother tongue, our own heart voice? We are blessed this morning in hearing the scripture offered by individuals through their own native language, their own mother tongues, their own heart voices. But I know in this beautiful, beautiful congregation that these are just but a portion of the languages offered. So I'd like to hear us aloud lift other languages that are our heart languages, our mother tongues. What are some other languages? Aside from this morning, we had Haitian Creole, Kirundi, which is spoken in Burundi. We had Spanish, we had Nepali, and we had Portuguese, and we had English. Am I forgetting one? I feel like I forgot somebody. And Tree, how could I forget Tree? Oh, we'll get to Tree in a little bit. We will not forget Tree. Are there other heart languages that we'd like to lift up this day? German, Kikuyu, Nurubu, Kobo, yes, Korean, Swahili, Ewe, Dutch, Russian. I feel like I missed somebody, said something. Did I miss anyone? Mandarin, which is actually the most widely spoken language in the world, is Mandarin. Was there another one I missed? French. We had some derivatives. For the ways in which our languages inform us, we give praise to God. Amen. The ways in which our languages impress upon our spirits is real. They're the sweet, sweet spirit in this place. Lyrics to songs, but also the truth about our gathering. Amen. Week after week, we lean in to this sweet, sweet spirit. And that sweet, sweet spirit, I am certain of, is not despite our differences, but in light of our differences. Amen. As we are called by the Spirit, just like the disciples, to share the ministry of Jesus, proclaiming the resurrected Lord in both word and deed, the mighty acts that we have witnessed this day, we hold that this is a key element of our identity. As Christians, our identity is grounded in Christ alone, and so we celebrate this day the unique history of what has brought us to this moment, the gift of Pentecost for which we all have inherited, what it means to celebrate the one who is the Word / wisdom logos, made flesh in the world, the one who is Christ alone, the one who was born in a particular location in what is modern day Palestine by what was a woman of color. A reminder for those who may forget, every woman in the Bible was a woman of color. If Jesus was born in the exact location where he was born in the past today, he wouldn't be able to make it to Jerusalem without crossing walls or the gates of armored spaces. This is the scandal of particularity about this Jesus that we proclaim. This is the scandal of particularity about this Holy Spirit that runs deep in our lives and is called forth this day on Pentecost Sunday. It is the scandal of particularity and the scandal of the power of the Holy Spirit to speak in and through the actual complexities of life and culture, not in spite of it, but through it. Amen? The Holy Spirit chooses to miraculously empower each of us to speak beyond our own capabilities. We are all unique expressions of Christ's presence in the world. We have been sent with a message that only we can share, that Christ's love is expansive and goes beyond any human-made wall or boundary. Christ's love is our call to care for creation and the other. One of the many gifts of celebrating this dynamic day is that we see the power of language. All 6,500 of them there are. 6,500 ways of naming the living God. 6,500 ways of naming the divine, naming the holy. 6,500 ways of naming the power of love. 6,500 ways of naming the power of healing and of hope. That's how good our God is. Amen. I take hope in the fact that on Pentecost we also celebrate what God chose not to do. It would have been simple enough to make everybody understand one language. But that was not God's choice. That would have been the logical choice. That would have been the human choice. Let's just make them all understand each other again. Let's reverse that Tower of Babel in this moment. But no, one of the miracles of this God who in God's very nature comes in diversity, comes three in one and one in three. This God who understands the power of community, the power of the other. Well, this God chose to come to us in the form of this paraclete, in the form of this friend, advocate, convictor, Spirit of Jesus Christ, in the midst of our uniqueness. In the midst of our difference, God chose to honor our difference, honor the ways that we are incarnated, and that is beautiful. As Christians, empowered by that very same Spirit, we can do the same over and over. We need not overlook the difference of the other. In case you are still one of those people who wants to say, "I don't see color," stop. It's not helping anybody. God made us different, and that is beautiful. Amen? That is a sign of God's generosity. That is a sign of God's graciousness. That is a sign of God's love for us as a church and as individuals, that the same Spirit that showed up on Pentecost, well, that same Spirit that showed up on Pentecost is here for us and calling us to share this message of God's deeds today, to share it in how we live, to share it in the peace that we offer, to share it in the joy that we offer, to share it in the hope that we offer, the love that we offer, the generosity that we offer, the reparations, the repairing work that we will do, the restorative justice work that we are called to, the forgiveness we are sure to give the other before they ever even understand why they've been given it. We are called to be vessels of grace this day. That is our proclamation of the good works indeed that God has done within us that we can share out into the world. Amen? I have struggled to find an English term for that. I racked my brain for an English term that hits that run. That call to give joy, hope, love, generosity, reparations, restorative justice, forgiveness, and grace in a term. I couldn't find it. But then I realized I don't have to. That just might be the reality of the limitation of the English language. And that there might be other ways of naming it. And so I have come up with a new term. It is called Sankofa Ubuntu. And that is from two different cultures in Africa. So again, if you hear somebody say, I went to Africa, please ask them what country, because that is not, or I'm going to Africa, that's a whole lot of space. A whole lot of space with a whole lot of people, amen? Different cultures, different language. So Sankofa, oh, I know, this is where I said the tree is gonna come back. I told you, I didn't forget you. Tree word, gift, an Adinkra symbol. We've talked about it in the worship before. It's that, it has two versions, one that kind of looks like a heart that goes into itself, but it also has this image of a bird, a Sankofa bird, that is looking back, taking care of an egg, but flying forward. It is a symbol of how, it is not an anathema, it is not out of order, it is not wrong to go back and get what we've forgotten. It is not wrong to go back and fix what is lost. It is not wrong to say, I made a mistake, I'm gonna go fix that. We live in a society that does not do that well, amen? So maybe you all just need a little bit more Sankofa, but we also need some Ubuntu, which is a Zimbabwean term that in essence says, I am because we are, and we are because I am. This says that I can't leave you behind and think that everything's gonna be okay for me. This says that when you cry, I am hurting too. This says when there is joy in your life, I shall celebrate too. This says that we are in this mess together. We need some Sankofa Ubuntu that says, I know in the past we might have acted like that wasn't how it was. But we know better now, so now we're gonna act like it. Now we're gonna turn back and fix some stuff we messed up. We're not gonna feel overly shamed by it, but we're gonna move through it. We're also gonna say, you right where you are, in light of the beauty of your diversity, not in spite of it, our divine gift, so that the people you run across pumping your gas, it's not by accident. That's a gift from God sent to you that day. So that the person that you know tends to get on your nerves, it's not by accident. It's not there to something to overcome. That indeed is an image of God sent for you that day. It changes how we see everything, amen? This is the gift of going to native language beyond what we know, learning from each other, sharing our stories, giving and receiving, getting and being seen while we see others. We can't just sit in the corner and have snide remarks to make. No, this calls us into presence to both be seen and to see the other. No more sitting in the pew with your weird face on your look like, what is she talking about today? You're in this. We're in this, amen? So think about those native languages that we lifted up. Are there gifts that you are being called to mind in these days? Oftentimes, I feel like a big block to that is that most of us are disconnected with our culture and our past, amen? As an African American in this country, for which slavery pretty much made that impossible, I get that. So I was really, really excited after watching and being inspired by the Black Panther, if I'm perfectly honest, to actually go get my ancestry DNA. To go and have my own Sankofa, amen? To go back and get it. And I found out, not surprisingly, that I am about 75% West African. 40% of that being Nigerian, and nearly 20% from Ghana. Ah! I'm also over 15% British. Rape was real. But on this Pentecost, I'm more aware than ever of the power of going back and finding those things that are true, that would have otherwise been lost. I need to understand Sankofa to be who I am. I would fail to be myself. I need to understand Mbutu to be who I am. I would fail to be Siobhan Chappelle Starling Lewis in this world. What is it that you have lost that you would fail to be your full self in these days? And if it's a DNA test that can get it for you, get it. But if it's a praying, if it's going to your family, is it asking questions? Do what has to do, powered by the Holy Spirit, so that you may speak and celebrate the good deeds that Christ has done in your history, in the history of those who have come before you. Because regardless of who you are here today, which means you are the children of the survivors. You have some strength in your presence. You have been prayed for. People prayed for you back before you even know to know yourself. There are blessings you're experiencing in your life that don't really have much to do with you, but that was somebody's grandmama, great-great-great-great-great-grandma, who was praying one day that their family would have access or the ability to do things. Learn your story so that we can all be more present with each other. This is the call for each of us to say it in our own native language, that Jesus Christ is Lord of all. Amen.